And he set himself to teach them at some length. Christ taught his disciples. He filled them with faith. They listened and they learned. We all need direction. We all need an education. In the first reading, Jeremiah, one of the major prophets, laments that leaders or shepherds mislead God's people. In his time, when Jerusalem was utterly destroyed, and God's people were in disarray, confused, not knowing where to turn, who to follow, Jeremiah steps up and provides bold leadership. We all need leadership. We all need to be educated. The word education is based upon the Latin word educere, to lead. Thus, the one who is the leader, based upon ducere, is called the dux. We often hear about the dux of this school or the dux of that college, not D-U-C-K-S, but D-U-X, the leader. We all need to be led because we all need to be educated. And the day we stop learning is the day we die. And then we see everything. So every day is another day to learn something new, to be led and fed. In the Gospel, our Lord reminds us that he is our true leader. He calls us to follow him. Come away with me. And he taught them at some length. What joy to be taught by the Lord God, to be led to the truth by he who is the truth. Learning is a building process. There are two faculties of the soul that makes us human persons. One's called the faculty of choice or choosing. The object of choice is the good, that which we desire. This is our loving process. We strive after, seek that which we aspire towards. This process of seeking, desiring, loving is always in transit. The subject seeks the object, the lover, the beloved. Think of an arrow that's launched from the heart in search of its target, the cupid. That's our choosing faculty, the faculty of volition. The faculty of intellect or reasoning that uses the brain, but is more than the brain, just like a keyboard is used on a computer, but is not the computer, is different in its modus operandi. Its mode of functioning differs to that of loving. Knowing doesn't seek its object. Knowing is passive, awaiting information, data. When we learn something, we build like blocks, one upon the other. A child learning numeracy or literacy first has to learn the letters of the alphabet. And from the letters, they build up to learn words. And from words, sentences and so forth. Same with numeracy, basic sums. And then from those sums, multiplication, and from that, algebra, and so on. This is the case across the board. We build upon what we have learnt. and we start small and become tall in our knowledge. Well, faith is more than knowledge. Faith is supernatural, the truth revealed by God to us, and they build one upon the other. Our Lord took his disciples away to build them up, to download spiritual truths into their minds. And he wants to do the same to us today. Ask yourself, where do you go to be spiritually fed, to learn more about your faith? What do you do? Do you open the Bible? Do you go onto a particular website? From where do you access these truths? Because we must be careful that we build up our faith based upon an authentic source. Who leads us? Who guides us? What influences us? The church, which is the body of Christ, given to us by the Lord himself, has a special name called Magister. Magister is the Latin word for teacher. And Mother the Church is also our teacher. She just doesn't give birth to our souls in baptism and feed us and heal us and nourish us through the sacraments, but she also teaches us, builds us up in our faith. So when we want to learn more about our faith, the truths of salvation, we go to Mother Church, and she, willed by God, is our authentic teacher. And in learning from the church, we need to listen. If you're a teacher in a school teaching infants, the infants listen and you teach. They perhaps ask a few questions, but the majority of the conversation comes from you because you know more. If you're with a friend, a mate, and you're discussing things, perhaps the conversation's 50-50. If you're with someone who is extraordinarily talented in their field, perhaps a surgeon, a doctor, a scientist, an Isaac Newton, a Kepler, Copernicus, all these good Christian scientists, you would listen more than you spoke because they know more. Well, if we're with God, would it not be wise then to talk less and listen more so that he may speak to us? And he does through his church. Let us access the church's authentic teaching. Let us spend time with God and listen. And in listening, we shall learn. In recent times in Sweden, the minister of the very large church called the Life in the Spirit Church, Charismatic Church, has become a Catholic. He and his wife, Ulf Ekman, last year entered the church and with him caused a general upheaval in Sweden, which is today a very secular country. Before the Protestant Reformation, all the Swedes were Catholics, then they became Lutherans, and today they're very secular, not dissimilar to Australia. But the largest church in that country was his church. He set it up, got it going, and he had not 2,000 members, but 20,000. 20,000 followers. It would have been a big business, a big church, dynamic, expansive, alive, and yet he left. He's resigned and now is a Catholic in love with God and his church. Why? Because he listened. He listened and learned from Mother Church. He fell in love with the writings of Cardinal John Newman, a convert himself to the faith, now a blessed in heaven. Ulf Ekman also was a great admirer of St. John Paul II, and was inspired by the holiness of people like Mother Teresa and Padre Pio. all saints. It's through the process of learning more about Christ from the church that he eventually entered our church. He was directed, no, he was led. Led by the Holy Spirit and guided by the example of good Catholics. Let us follow his example and learn more. Let us be fed and guided by Mother Church. Praise be Jesus Christ.